why and where it is and what the consensus is?
Well, first of all, it's not a tax. It's an allowance. So let's say that every average adult in this country, the UK, emits 10 tonnes or is responsible for emitting 10 tonnes of carbon each year.
How do you know that?
Well, we do measurements, and in the United States, the figure is between 20 and 25 tons, metric tons, per annum. In places like Kenya, it's less than 1 ton per annum per adult.
We're talking
adult.
Daily living.
Yes, well, the whole country, you divide it by the number of people, how many tons it emits, and then you get the calculation.
Per capita.
So on a per capita basis, that's what we're responsible for. Now, you could say to an individual in the UK, you're responsible for 10 tonnes, so we're going to give you an allowance in the first year of 10 tonnes, or 10,000 kilos, so 10,000 carbon units. Now, if somebody doesn't actually emit 10,000 carbon units worth of carbon, they're going to have a surplus. And the idea of this scheme is that they could sell that surplus to people who emitted more. So if you were driving a big SUV, had two houses, went on foreign holidays and all the rest of it, you would need a hell of a lot more. And consequently, you'd have to go to the market, which would be easily accessible in post offices, on the internet, on your mobile phone. You'd have to buy the extra units to cover your emissions. If you didn't buy the extra units, you'd still have to pay for the extra carbon, because if you'd run out and you went to the petrol station and you didn't have a surplus in your account of carbon units, you'd have to pay a bit more for your petrol. And likewise with electricity and gas, if you'd run out, you'd have to pay a bit more in dollars to pay for the shortfall. So you start budgeting to get below the annual ration or allowance. And each year, that would be reduced so that we can meet our long-term targets. So you might say, oh, well, next year we're going to cut it 5%. So you'd have less than 10,000 units, you'd have 5% less. In 10 years' time, you might have 20% less or 30% less. But over that period of time, you can adjust. You can change your vehicle to a hybrid. You can better insulate your house. You might want to do a whole range of those sort of technical fixes to reduce your dependency on carbon-intensive energy. You might have more renewables. You may have a mini wind turbine on the roof and solar panels. You could have a heat exchange pump. You may decide to use public transport more, or have a smaller car, which is what I've done. I've reduced my carbon footprint, and the good part of doing that was through changing vehicles and actually driving less, and some journeys now I generally do on public transport, and that allows me more time to read my newspaper, to concentrate on other things, to read a book, to look out the window. This is actually, there are compensations in not having to drive your own car through congested streets and so on. So it's not all bad news.
Where is this in Parliament, or where could I find a copy of your bill?
Well, in Parliament at the moment, it's really in the hands of the government, who are doing a lot of research. The Department for the Environment, Food and Rural Affairs is looking at it, and there are some other research projects taking place outside of government, and these are major research projects, not just a very small scale thing. And I'm hoping that some clear proposal might emerge before the next general election. And that's one thing that I'm campaigning for. In regards to my own bill, it was a private member's bill, and like most private member's bills, it died a death not long after it was launched, because there's simply not enough parliamentary time to deal with it. And but the idea was given that parliamentary push, so I think that helped accelerate its progress in the system.
Last question. I was at the LSC doing some research the other day, and I saw that the Fabian Society has greatly influenced policies of government. Did they help you with this, or where have they helped with the environmental agenda here?
Well, they have their own inputs into government. I mean, it is a left-leaning think tank. I didn't have any involvement with them on this particular proposal. I've been working with other academics and groups to explore personal carbon allowances. The most notable of those has been the Royal Society of Arts, and here in London, and in Manchester, the Tyndall Centre for Climate Change Research, who themselves have spent 2 or 3 years in a major research exercise. In fact, they were one of the first to research the idea.